KB and Marlee.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have a tried and true superhero on the line.
How's it going?
It's Peter Parker, as we know.
That's
yes.
Of Burleson.
The Burleson Spider-Man.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. How are y'all?
Welcome to the show, our favorite web slinger. Was it a busy night fighting crime? Or
oh, yeah, always.
Selfing crime.
For sure.
Yeah, well, thank you, first of all, for what you... No, man, this is such a great story, and this has been going on for several years that you've been doing right there in Burleson, right? It's just only recently that Star Telegram picked up on it.
Yes.
And you know, you're not very old to take on such a big challenge.
Yeah, that's what I get told. Yeah, I've been doing the Spider-Man thing for about 3 years. Only publicly around November last year, I started actually walking around and interacting with the people and all that stuff.
I love your costumes.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, do you call... Gosh, it sounds like actual Peter Parker. It's just, you know?
And I got to know, you've posted some really great pictures on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell us who's taking those pictures of you?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be me.
J. Jonah Hill.
Taking some pictures for the Daily Bugle, as always.
See,
okay.
You know, you sling the web, then you freeze the camera in
gotcha.
There, and then he knows how to... Right.
Okay.
You're with the Burleson Spider-Man. And Marlee mentioned your costumes, for lack of a better term. But man,
yeah.
Those are spectacular. How many do you have total?
Oh, man. I want to say at least close to 20, at least,
okay.
by now.
He's officially living my dream. And which is your favorite one?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Are you going through a Venom phase right now?
Yeah, I mean, recently I was out wearing my black suit for the Venom movie premiere, I believe a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites.
Now, do you make these?
I do not. Some people make them for me.
Aunt May. Aunt May makes them.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing. Our best to Aunt May, by the way. How did this start, and what overall is kind of your mission on this?
So this all started, I got into like the whole cosplaying thing 3 years ago. My uncle had taken me to my first ever convention. I went as Marty McFly. And before that, I had already like dressed up as characters and stuff around like school, stuff like that. It was just kind of my thing, and I never knew why I was into it. And then I went to a convention and was surrounded by a bunch of other people like that, and that kind of like pushed it further, motivated me to keep doing it. And then a few years down the line, I got my first ever Spider-Man suit, just because I really liked the character a lot.
Yeah.
But it did that for a few years, and then when I decided to take it public around like late last year or whatever, I just had like a really, really hard time. Beginning of this year, I've had a lot of bad things happen to me, and I figured I'd, you know, put that energy towards, you know, making other people's days better, because I don't like when people have bad days. I don't want anybody to feel like that. Or, you know, go through any hard things, which never everybody goes through hard things, but even when they do, I like to think that, you know, they'd be out and about and they'd bump into me and, you know, it gives them something to talk about and brightens them up a bit.
Boy, that's really admirable.
That's awesome. That is phenomenal. Tell us about the response you get from people. Everybody just, well, pun intended, marveled by it.
The response has been pretty good. Sure surprised me. Just a lot of people pushing me to keep doing what I'm doing. A lot of people really appreciate it, and I'm thankful for all those people.
Had to get you on the show. Plus, pretty excited. Anytime I can get a superhero on, certainly an Avenger. I had one of the Fantastic Four members on, but, you know, nobody. costumes such as yours come also great responsibility, because not everybody can look good in a complete spandex leotard. Do you have a catchphrase?
Catchphrase? No, not yet. I'm still working on that.
Okay. All right. And you can't use Spidey's because Marvel will be up in Burleson's business in a minute.
Oh, yeah. They'll be all after me. No, I definitely can't show my face.
Good for you and what you do.
Well done, buddy.
Thank you so much.
There it is. Peter Parker, Burleson Spider-Man.
Morning 6 to 10. Hank FM.